This is Apollo 11 interview number 11 with George Lowe. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, moon landing. Soon, Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin are to set foot on the lunar surface while the third crew member, Mike Collins, monitors their activities from moon orbit. What's the schedule of events for the two surface explorers once they've landed successfully? We ask Apollo's spacecraft manager, George Lowe, at NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center, Houston.
We're planning to spend about 22 hours, just slightly under 22 hours, on the surface of the moon during the first Apollo landing mission. This time we'll first be spent, the first thing the guys will do when they get to the lunar surface is get ready to launch again. They'll put themselves in a position so that in the event of any kind of an emergency, they could launch again as quickly as possible. After that, they will eat and have a short 4-hour rest period. After this 4-hour rest period, they will prepare to leave the lunar module and make their exploration of the lunar surface. This exploration is today planned for up to 2 hours and 40 minutes. Now, it may have to be called off earlier if the guys get too tired, because that's tremendously hard work, working in a spacesuit on the backpack system under extravehicular conditions. It may also be called off earlier if the use of consumables, of the oxygen, the water, and so on in this portable life support system is larger than we have simulated it to be here on Earth. Now, during the 2 hours and 40 minutes on the surface of the moon, we'll first and foremost, of course, bring back to Earth a piece of the moon, a lunar sample. But in doing this, during the extravehicular activity, we will take a number of pictures through the windows on the surface, set up television and have television transmissions, pick up first, before we do anything else, what we call a contingency sample, a handful of lunar material in the event that we have to terminate early and before we can bring back more samples. We'll then pick up what we call a bulk sample, a somewhat larger sample. We'll deploy an electronic experiment package that will send information about the moon's seismic activity, the earthquake-type activity, back to Earth for up to a year or more. After the 2-hour and 40-minute period, they will get back in the spacecraft, take another rest period that is between 4 and 5 hours, and then prepare for the ascent. And, of course, then take off at the appropriate time for a rendezvous with the command and service modules, which has been circling overhead.
Apollo spacecraft manager George Lowe. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from Huntsville, Alabama, and Dr. Wernher von Braun. This is Willard Scott speaking.